Art Lewis, as we head into weekend events and activities, anything eventful going on with you on your show this weekend?
Well, yes. Tomorrow morning we'll be at Bigby Coffee on Bay Road with elder law attorney Carol Thomas. And then tomorrow night you can expect absolute quiet in the city of Saginaw because I will be riding along with the Saginaw Fire Department. And they always have a quiet night when I'm there.
All right. Well, we hope indeed it is quiet. Noisy in the morning for you and Carol, but quiet in the night.
That's right. And they are looking for arson watch folks. You can go down to their training building by the fire training tower, and they will get you going.
All right. You can just show up and volunteer that way? Or?
I think you can. I think so. I don't think they'll turn anybody away.
No, I'm sure not.
You might just check, find out when you get there, just to ask if you can just sign up.
All right. Sounds good. And again, you mentioned tomorrow morning, you said the Bigby location on Bay Road.
Yeah.
All right. Because they have that State and Wanakee location, too. So on Bay Road for Art tomorrow. And again, Carol Thomas. Art will be checking in during the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow morning when Pat Johnston is doing Saturday Morning Live, then broadcast his full show at 9 o'clock. It is 842 WSGW. So let's talk about some of the events and the activities that we have going on this weekend, aside from that event that Art was talking about with his broadcast. A lot of Halloween-themed events, as you can imagine. Downtown Midland is going to present its first ever Halloween-themed event, Boo Bash. Tonight from 6 till midnight, featuring trick-or-treating, of course, balloons and spooky mini-golf, pumpkin bowling, candy cornhole, and music being played, a live performance between 8 and 9, and DJ also playing music. A lot of this is going to be weather permitting because this is happening throughout downtown Midland, and a lot of it's outdoors. A lot of free events, some that might have a little charge, but lots of activities and games and food and drinks, and have some fun. If you visit downtownmidland.com/events, downtownmidland.com/events, find out more about Boo Bash tonight. Speaking of Midland, at Dow Gardens, there's a special Poe on the Porch event happening at the Pines of Dow Gardens. Between 6:15 and 8, you can enjoy the old masters of horror literature being dusted off for interpretive readings in a one-of-a-kind, historically haunting setting. And this is a $25 per person and a chance to have some fun. Poe on the Porch. Go to dowgardens.org/events to find out more. dowgardens.org/events. Tomorrow is, tomorrow and Sunday both, the final walking tours of 2021 for the Hell's Half Mile Walking Tours with Sam Fitzpatrick in Bay City. And the tours that leave from the front of the Bay County Historical Society Museum on Washington. And a chance to find out why it's called Hell's Half Mile, where the lumbermen would have a chance to end the season with all their money and head into Bay City for the gambling and the theaters and the saloons, the brothels, and so much more. And Sam Fitzpatrick provides a walking tour of that fame. And tomorrow and Sunday, the final days for the walking tours of 2021. If you go to bchsmuseum.org, Bay County Historical Society, bchsmuseum.org, find out more. There is a special Unity is Necessary to Reach Community Immunity event going on tomorrow as part of a trunk-or-treat COVID-19 vaccination event. That's right. Have the kids do some trunk-or-treating, and you can do the vaccinations. Three locations tomorrow between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. at the New Mount Calvary Baptist Church on Russell Street in Saginaw, at the Nations Church on 20th Street in Saginaw, and the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church on East Burt Road in Burt. Giveaways at all the locations. Lots of fun to be had. Even get some information on COVID and more. The Great Lakes Bay Health Center is helping out, too. That's tomorrow between 2 and 5 at those three locations. The Midland Center for the Arts has a special tomorrow. The Halloween Bash in front of the center, and then the Halloween Cemetery Tour at the Midland Cemetery, all part of the Halloween Bash festivities. Families that want to attend, you should get your tickets in advance and get some times that you can actually attend the events. And do that by going to MidlandCenter.org, MidlandCenter.org. In Bay City at the State Theater, it is the Halloween Hauntcert. Hauntcert. That's right, the ghostly quartet from the Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra to take the stage and perform a spooky selection of Halloween music ranging from classical pieces such as the Peer Gynt Suite No. 1, the recognizable themes from Harry Potter, The Night Before Christmas, and so much more. And it's a chance to enjoy that with the Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra Quartet. Saturday, 3 p.m., State Theater. Go to statetheaterbaycity.com for information. Statetheaterbaycity.com, theater with the R-E. Speaking of theaters with the R-E, the Temple Theater on Sunday in Saginaw has a special Saginaw silver screen showing of Hocus Pocus. That's perfect for Halloween on Sunday. Doors open at 1, showtime is 2, and have fun with that. TempleTheater.com for information. Again, the R-E on the Temple Theater. TempleTheater.com. Hocus Pocus on Sunday at 2, the doors opening at 1 o'clock. A lot of trunk or treat events. We have a couple that we have received information. A trunk or treat event at the Trinity St. James Lutheran Church on East Munger Road in Munger. Free, rain or shine. The trunk or treats, along with hot dogs, chips, and punch being served. This is going on 2 till 4 Sunday, Trinity St. James Lutheran Church, East Munger Road in Munger. And St. Luke's United Methodist Church on Sharman Street in Essexville will have a trunk or treat going on between 3 and 5 p.m. That'll be in the parking lot of St. Luke's, again, 206 Sharman Street in Essexville for Sunday, and the trunk or treat with St. Luke's United Methodist Church. Trinity Monitor Lutheran School, and that's the corner of Salzburg and 8 Mile in Bay City, is going to have a harvest dinner on Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. There will be dine-in dinner opportunities and takeouts as well, and you can help attend and enjoy the meal made for you, knowing that the proceeds will help go to the building funds and the Auburn Area Food Bank and the Trinity School Playground. Trinity Moderner Lutheran Church, Sunday, Salisbury 8 Mile, 11:30 till 1:30, the harvest dinner. On Halloween, there's going to be a trunk or treat night in Bridgeport. This is put on by the Historical Society of Bridgeport. And from 5 until 7, this will be in the Bridgeport Historical Village. And you can have a lot of fun with that trunk or treat opportunity from 5 till 7 in Bridgeport. And we have a... Okay, one moment, please, because that one was unfortunately canceled, so I don't want to read that. A reminder that next week, the Dow Tennis Classic returns to the Greater Midland Tennis Center. Starting on Monday, going through next weekend, the championship matches that will be going on. So all week long, the Professional Women's Tennis Association will be on court, and you can get tickets and information real easily. Go to DowTennisClassic.com, DowTennisClassic.com. Next week, the Dow Tennis Classic at the Greater Midland Tennis Center. And the Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church continues every Wednesday. As you have a chance to have an opportunity on a first-come, first-served basis, starting at 9 a.m., it's a chance to get food, personal items that are all boxed up and ready to be given away. Again, a first-come, first-served basis, First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw, on the corner of Court and Webster. Wednesdays it happens, this Ecumenical Food Pantry. So if you have a need or know somebody in need, there is an opportunity for you. Events and activities, lots of things happening for the weekend, and happening with you here at WSGW.